consider how our Lord exercised wisdom and discernment in dealing with all men. You know that he came to save those that the Father gave him from before time, from eternity. And yet there were many who professed him, followed after him. And we see how he exercised that wisdom and discernment that the Father gave him by his Spirit. We have to remember, he was a man, even though he never gave up being God. And yet, as a man, he sought his Father for that wisdom and discernment in all things. That was necessary. If he was to be the true substitute, then he had to work out this salvation, this righteousness, exactly as was required by God's love and justice as a man, fully dependent upon the Father and his Spirit for that discernment. And so here in Matthew chapter 7, we see how that spirit of wisdom was exercised. And the reason we're reading this is because in our study in 1 Kings, we're going to see how that's the very thing that Solomon requested of God, that he be given this wisdom as a king and representative of his people. A lot of parallels. And stop and think even in your own thinking. Which is better? Somebody that appears just before men by their outward acts, and everybody looks on them and thinks how kind and how generous and oh my, how they're serving the Lord, like the Pharisee in the temple. And then over here, the publican. Talk about honesty before the Lord. The publican who did not dare even lift his eyes toward heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, sinner. I'll tell you, the effect of great fear on the heart of one of the Lord's is just that. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Not over here, this closet, professing Christian, and yet the Spirit of God not being in them. So, a very serious matter. And I believe that every time we hear the word, we hear it read, that the Lord would grant us that spirit to be before him what we know we are as sinners. And to confess that to him, knowing that it's exactly such that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save as sinners. But I'll tell you, this flesh will direct us every time in another way to that pretense, to that hypocrisy, to that appearing before men to be something when we're not. Having been justified, it says there in Romans chapter 5, we have peace with God. The peace, there's no more warfare. When Christ laid down his life, he finished the work. That's it. There's no more battle to be fought here that Solomon has to pick up and finish. No, he rides in on this mule. In peace and in humility, just like our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, all the praise of the people. Just like the crowd that cried out when Christ came into Jerusalem, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. That's that same sort of adulation that we see these here when Solomon came in. It says there in verse 40, and all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent from the sound of them.